Mark Twain, when asked about pain, described a dentist pain as, he said it's believed by people generally, or at least by many, that the exquisitely sharp sensation which results from plunging the steel point into the raw nerve is pain. But I think that that's doubtful. It's so vivid and sudden that one has no time to examine properly into its character. It's probably impossible with our human limitations to determine with certainty whether a sensation of so high and perfect an order as that is pain or whether it's pleasure. Its location brings it under the disadvantage of common prejudice, and so men mistake it for pain when they might perceive that it's the opposite of that if it were anywhere but in a tooth. I may be in error, he said, but I've experimented with a great deal, and I am satisfied in my own mind that it is not pain. It's true that it always feels like pain, but that proves nothing. Ice against a naked back always passes for fire. I've every confidence that I can eventually prove to everyone's satisfaction that a nerve stab produces pleasure. And not only that, but the most exquisite pleasure, the most perfect felicity which we're capable of feeling. I would not ask more than to be remembered hereafter as the man who conferred this priceless benefaction upon his race. This phrase confused me in a lot of ways until we started doing the shows on the pain mitigation of the cannabinoid CBD. And last night I picked up a few bits of a conversation between a spine surgeon and George Norrie on Coast to Coast. And the spine surgeon was a Dr. Hanscom, and in his book he said that the brain can create pain that is identical to the pain of physical injury, and that stressful events and our emotional reactions to them can make the pain worse or severe. So, and he goes into his research and believes that through meditation, through holistic measures, that this pain can be mitigated away from the source. And that's the reason why Mark Twain thought that the pain was really mental. The CBD seems to affect people as a neuroinhibitor, or similar to similar to the autoimmune system inhibitors that are happening. But with that, I'd like to bring on Jim Strang, the owner of Green Acres Hemp Farm. And Jim spent 6 weeks earlier in August doing some shows about the effects of the CBD. And I want to bring him back on for a short visit here. Jimbo, are you here?
Yes, sir, I am.
You know, everybody seems to point to CBD as a miracle drug, and you and I have had a lot of conversations about why we feel like the CBD is working for people in different ways, and I know that you and I have our theories about this. What are you feeling now? Because you're working now in a whole lot of different areas with pain mitigation, and what's going on now? No one's heard from you in the last 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah, we've actually kind of picked up, left Colorado. I mean, we're still in Colorado, but the markets have stopped. So we've been down in Arizona, mainly quartzite. And it was hard to get people to come talk to us, you know, and we were kind of worried about it leaving the state of Colorado and all the controversy with everything going on. But they actually welcomed us in there, and we have our lotions and our CBD olive oil, but we've given some of the CBD olive oil away, and it was really, we got some great response from people as far as pain and inflammation and focus. That was the main three things that people come back and tell us.
Pain, inflammation, and focus. You know, the clarity of mind is part of what I brought this this Mark Twain quote in, because he felt like the pain and the difference between pain and pleasure was really more of a reaction because of the location of where the nerve was hit. And I think that happens a lot now. And Dr. Hanscom is working the same way too. He believes that meditation can actually inhibit this movement of pain. But I've noticed that CBD tends to, cause more of a neurological tranquility. I guess that's the way I'd describe it. It seems to calm the neurosystem, or the neurosystem. What's the word I'm trying to come up with? Neuroplasticity, reprogramming the brain to use the good parts of the nerve endings. But, you know, I don't know. I know that a friend of mine was using CBD recently. He had been into the hospital for all kinds of, had cancer in his spine, and I know that he's using CBD now. He says he can't really put a finger on what it's doing for him, but after being in the hospital for 2 or 3 weeks and on morphine for the pain, he's totally off of the morphine now, and he doesn't have any pain. He attributes a lot of that to the surgery that they removed some tumors from his spine, but I think that a lot of it has to do with what the CBD is doing.
Yeah, and we did have that one guest that did CBDs to get off all his heavy narcotics that they had him on, but it's definitely, there's something there for sure that's helping people.
Well, what are you coming up to in Arizona now? I mean, that's kind of a new location. I understand Arizona just passed medical marijuana, didn't they?
Yeah, well, it's been legal for medical. They're the only state that actually was on the ballot for recreational and didn't pass. But when we got down there, you know, I went to the sheriff's office and talked to the chief of police and showed him what we had and everything, and he was okay with it. He thought it was a great thing, and as long as we're not bringing marijuana into his state, he don't have a problem with it. So that was a good thing. That was kind of a nervous conversation
I was going to say, I think that most people in law enforcement are looking for some way to mitigate their pain as well as anybody that's not. I mean, there doesn't take too many trips to the doctor's office to understand that their prescriptions are pretty limited too.
Yes, and you know, the nice thing is, I had one lady down there, and she's on some heavy, pretty heavy painkillers for her back, and she's pretty messed up. And I gave her one of the olive oil infused, which is not a real high CBD, but it seems to be fine for people who are looking for a supplement. But it really didn't do a lot, so we did give her the CBD into synthetic form. And it wasn't even a half an hour later, her and her husband come over there, and they said, he goes, "What did you give my wife?" And I said, "I just give her high-dose CBD." And he's like, "Her pain is totally gone." You know, and they bought everything that I had, all my CBD I had. They bought every bit of it.
And that's what happens. You know,
it does, and that's with everybody. It's really crazy, so...
My own personal testament to it is you know, I left Colorado, I guess back in September, and honestly, I had not really, I thought that a lot of what was happening to clear my psoriatic arthritis and my psoriasis was basically the altitude and the clean environment. But after being here for about 6 weeks, my psoriasis, my psoriatic arthritis started really just becoming inflamed. And I'm using the CBD oil, the olive oil, the light, and within a couple days of taking that, my psoriatic arthritis began to retreat. I mean, I was not having problems with it, and And what's really strange is that I've got a friend that has serious neuropathy. He's an older gentleman. He's 78. And he's been using some of the olive oil, and he's the sensation that he gets from the olive oil CBD. He begins to get feeling in his feet, and he can actually feel the difference after he's taken it. And
wow, that's great.
Well, see, it ties back into what I read earlier. The CBD, to my mind, in my mind, works as a inhibitor. It slows down the overactive thought process, I guess, or it mm-hmm. slows down the transmission of pain, or possibly it's like this Dr. Holcomb, Hanscom said. He said reprograms and creates new pathways for pain to travel. In other words, the old pathways that existed are being blocked by the CBD is what I theorize is happening. So
okay,
I'm not sure that right now the whole industry, the science of CBD, is at a birthplace almost. I mean, no one really has access to any more research than people that are using it right now. But it's interesting to talk to you again, Jim. You know, the last we had talked, you were planning on having the hemp maze in Colorado, and that's such a complex topic in the industry. And we had talked before that cross-pollination of the industrial hemp and with the medical marijuana could be at jeopardy by growing them so close together. Is that part of the trepidations that some of the supporters are having with growing industrial hemp?
Yeah, it's actually the marijuana growers that are having a really hard time with it, because these hemp growers are moving in so close to them, and it's definitely an issue, and it's going to probably become a bigger issue in the future, and I'm not sure how they're going to resolve that issue.
Isn't that a strange, strange outcome of an industry that's in its birth, because no one really knows how to regulate that kind of I mean, the Colorado Agricultural Department must be involved in this some way, aren't they?
Well, yes, they are. And actually, up in Sawatch County, at the beginning of the season here this year, they went into court. These marijuana growers got a order so that none of the hemp growers that had bought land this last winter could grow any hemp. And they had all this money into, you know, their land and getting hemp seed and all that. And the agricultural department actually came in and says, oh, no, that, you know, we issued them a license. They are allowed to grow. You cannot do this. And they did grow this year. So, but I haven't heard any repercussions from any of the marijuana growers about how their crops turned out, or anything like that. So
what's happening? Your strain that you're using is from the Charlotte's Web strain. What's happening with other strains of that? Because Charlotte's Web is a hemp, isn't it?
Yeah, Charlotte's Web is actually a hemp. It's a cross down. The Charlotte's Web was actually called rue or two at one time. It was when the old hippies grew it back in the 70s and stuff. And the guy who, he was the second son, so his name was Two. And when they grew this strain, they noticed they weren't getting high from the strain, but when they ate it and they smoked it, they felt better. There was something about it, so they kept the strain going. The guy actually started growing for a dispensary. He's an older fella now, a few years back up in Denver, and he brought this strain in to Denver. And it got gone. It was called Two. A lady was putting it out on the shelf. She misread it. It became Rue, R-U. Well, when he quit working for the dispensary, they got a hold of his strain. They're the ones that actually know the Stanley brothers who got on 2020 with the little girl, and her name was Charlotte. So that's how the strain became Charlotte's Web now, because they named it after her, after they found that it took her seizures away from, like, 3 a day, and I think she didn't have one for a week after her one dose. So it's,
right,
it's a
right.
pretty
well,
crazy
Charlotte's
story.
Web is, Charlotte's Web has probably been the biggest pro-CBD advertisement, I guess, for legalizing at least CBD and medical marijuana in most of the states. I know the state of Texas legalized the treatment of CBD for epilepsy after, I guess it was last year they legalized that. I think that it's so specific with this application that it's really difficult for people to get involved in that. But we do have to understand that the strains that are being developed now in Colorado and California and Washington are all medicinal and have great quality and benefits for humanity. You know, the Bible said that God created the seeded plants for the benefit of man or for our nourishment. And for a government to remove this from our diets for 80 years has had to have its damage. You know, we talked about the theory of what we called it back then, but we were talking about the theory how CBD was indigenous to our culture and that the removal of it was having the negative effects, and that was the explanation given for why CBD appears to be such a miracle, I guess a miracle food is what it is. I know down in southern Colorado towards Durango, there were some people that were working on a strain called Lucy that was a real high CBD strain. People, when they think of the medical marijuana, they think of the high that's associated with medical marijuana, but it's just the opposite for most people that are involved in CBD. And can you explain why that happens?
Well, what they do is they take and they turn the plant, they take a marijuana strain and cross it down with a hemp plant. And what it does is it takes, over time of crossing, it takes all the THC out and gets higher CBDs. And you just keep trying to find a plant with higher CBDs to cross it with. But we've actually on our olive oil pills, people that are taking them from the high CBD, our plants are 28-1 CBD to THC. We've actually sent a few people down after being on the olive oil pills for 6 weeks, and there is no, they all passed their drug tests, and we just did that a couple weeks ago, so that's, and that was a
deal. Yeah, well, there was a trucking company, wasn't that, was using that for the drivers that were having problems?
Yeah, well, how that happened is the guy that's the head of the safety department, they stopped in Pagosa at our booth, and his wife's really sick, and it helped her out within, like, the first 5 days, so he started taking it, took all his foot pain away, but when he got back down to Texas, they found out that THCA is in our product, and that's an acidic form, which is not even a psychoactive and doesn't bond with THC, but we just wanted to make sure, because DOT testing for truck drivers and government jobs, for some reason, test for THCA. But like I said, 2 pills a day for 6 weeks. We took 2 separate people in 2 different states, and they went down for that physical for the government, and they both passed. So it's a good thing, so we don't have to worry about that, people losing their jobs and stuff, you know.
Well, Jimbo, here comes the music here.
All right.
Can you hold on for a few more minutes here and catch us on this last short section?
Sure, no problem.
All right, this is Captain Fred, RBN Network. We'll be back in a few minutes.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com. And learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646 860-9540.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Said that the difference between a miracle and a fact is exactly the difference between a mermaid and a seal. It could not be expressed better. And that's kind of what CBD is, the difference between a mermaid and a seal. We assign miraculous status to it, but to be honest, this is just something that's happening and has happened for thousands of years. We've used this thing to stabilize our pain, mitigate a lot of the illnesses for thousands of years, and I think that what we're looking at is just something that should be normal. Jim, you know, you operate your business in 2 states now, and you're doing it above board. And I use the olive oil CBD, and I've got friends that I share it with that use it. How can people buy this? I mean, they can buy this, and you can ship it to them, right?
Yeah, we can ship in all 50 states, and we're actually shipped to Hawaii now, which is obviously one of the states, but we're shipping to Canada too. You can go to our website at greenacreshempfarm.com and go to the items for sale or cart, and you can see all our products that are on there. Everything we have is made from the hemp fibers, and the CBD pills are actually extracted from the Charlotte's web, the leaf of the plant, and so is our lotion. And the lotion is about 5% in CBDs in every gram, and that's just been another thing that's wonderful as far as external use. It's killing the pain and taking down inflammation and curing people's skin conditions. It's pretty instant. I was hurting yesterday. My back was hurting last night, and I'm like, you know, our product doesn't work. I always look at it like negative. My wife put it on, and we actually got a roll-on now that I'm doing that's in a 3-ounce bottle that we're going to have up there this week. But she rolled, and it's kind of nice with that roller because you can kind of massage as you're rolling it on, and it doesn't put too much on. But, I mean, it wasn't even 30 seconds, and I was standing up straight, and I couldn't feel anything. I mean, it's just crazy. It's really a wonderful.
Well, it's not crazy, Jim. It's not crazy. It's not a miracle. This is something that's factual. I mean, people have been using this for thousands of years. And,
yes.
And you know, I'm like you. Sometimes I feel like, well, maybe it's not helping me that much. All you have to do is lay off of it for 6 or 8 weeks, and you'll start to see it start working again. And then when you reapply it, it seems to the same effect happens. And it's happened to me now 3 or 4 times when I don't like to go off of it. But like you say, the topical, you know, I wasn't a big fan of the topical until my psoriasis was just giving me a lot of problems. And I took the olive oil and I just broke open the cap of the olive oil and used it topically. And it soothed and the effect was almost immediate.
Yeah, it really is. Your skin absorbs a lot quicker than what we really realize, you know. So,
You know, I read something that was interesting. They were saying that the skin is actually a part of the nervous system, and that could explain a lot of the reasons why the CBD is effective in mitigating pain.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that.
Well,
but, yeah, and I don't
Jimbo,
like to sound like a salesman, but. It's just a wonderful thing. I want to educate. So,
well, I think we do a lot of that anyway. And it had been a while since I had brought you in, so I wanted to dedicate at least half of the show this week to a revisit of the CBD and let everybody know that this is not a topic that's going away. This is something that we need to continue with and to try to open up. More research in this and more people using it so that we can understand what its effect is and how it affects people. And people need to understand that since this has been around for so long, there's very little chance of it having any kind of a reaction.
Exactly.
At least that's what I've seen.
It won't. Yeah, and we've never had any kind of people on medications and stuff. It's never had any effects as far as what they're taking. It's all good, and people need just to know that it is not a THC. There's nothing in there that would get you
psychoactively
high, and you won't.
Jimbo, here's the music. Here's the music, Jimbo. Here you go, buddy. Here's the music. We're back. I'm going to have Chris online here next half hour. Thanks for calling in, Jim.
No, I appreciate you having me on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Government is not best which serves mere life and property or secures life and property, but there's a more valuable thing that a government can do that can protect manhood, can protect the virility of our country. Today, I wanted to bring on Captain Chris again. He's calling in, and he's creating a movement, which is, I think, valuable. He's creating an idea. He's creating thought about a way to change for the positive our government, to change it so that we can still be what we hope to be. He has developed some ideas about the NOTA law, the none of the above law. And also he's a champion for the Constitutional Convention. And Captain Chris, are you on the line?
I sure am, Captain Fred. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Chris. We spent several weeks before this election discussing what we can do to really make this government work for us. And I know that there's a couple of ideas that we discussed on air, and I don't want to drop this. I think we need to somehow to bring this and keep this in front of our listeners so that we can make these ideas spread. What you told me the other day that you had recently started a website called NOTA USA. Can you explain what that is?
Well, I'm in the midst of that. That's not up yet. I've got a domain registration for two things, NOTAUSA.org and 3449USA.org. And I'm going to be trying to put together, I'm technically incompetent, but the concept is to get websites for either or both And there's a whole bunch of like legal nonsense that goes on behind this, but the point and the thought of all of this is that we've just gone through an election, and I know, Fred, that your perception is that that Trump is an appeasement candidate, that he's somebody who's offered up to continue the misdirection. That is to say that if we figure like Trump is going to do something different, then we'll stop paying attention to what's really going on. I, at least this is the synthesis of what I understand your position is. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't think it makes any difference whether he's an appeasement candidate or not, because I think that the structural issues that are troubling us as a nation are really deeper than, more fundamental than, and probably more difficult to resolve than just changing the person at the head of the program. I would personally say that I think that Trump represents more of an outsider or more of a third party kind of presence. But I don't think that that's really what the structural problem is. And I think we've talked about this before. And if I might kind of bring this circle back,
please,
to what you started
please
talking
do
about.
Please do. That's the point of this conversation, yeah, today, is to bring this back.
You know, the issue here is, why are people in government and what are they really doing? Why are they there in Congress and the Senate and the executive branch, and what are they really doing up there? You know, at the time that he was offered a kingship, George Washington was one of the wealthiest men in North America. He owned the largest whiskey distillery on the continent. And he turned it down. And when he was offered a third term, he said, you know, like, this is not a career. You show up, give a little government service, and go home. Now, I would ask you, you know, who do you know in politics who would do that? Who would say, like, I don't need to be back for another? That's right, none of the above. And the point in all of this being is, people go to public office not necessarily because they're going to be paid directly for what they're doing there, but because they're in a position to control how taxpayer money is spent. And through that, they are in a position to benefit their friends, punish their enemies.
Right, and that's not necessarily with the highest government either. That takes place with the petty government or the city governments too.
Agreed. I mean, look at your school board. Look at your school board. Ask yourself, why is someone spending $100,000 to get into an office that pays $50 a meeting? And you'd say, well, gee, that doesn't make any sense, until you realize that even at a local school level, the school board may be in control of how to distribute millions and millions of school board contracts to various suppliers and, sales entities and that sort of thing. And if the idea is that someone's going to race uphill there to take a $50 a meeting job, and it's not really funded in the contestants or the elected officials' mind, that they're really, what they're doing is they're getting in a position to make decisions about spending large amounts of money. If you think they're really there to figure out like what's going in a school book, I think you're just dreaming. And this happens at local levels. It happens at national levels. And the problem at the national level is that as long as Congress is in, and when I say Congress, I mean like the House of Representatives and the Senate, as long as they're in a position to control how large sums of money are spent, we're going to wind up in a situation where certain factions of the government write checks on an overdrawn account, read that to Democrats, for the most part, Republicans do it too, and or what they do is they give differential tax breaks to their friends, which in effect can punish their enemies or reward their friends. So business is non-competitive. So what happens is when the Congress gives a tax break to one person over another, the taxes that person would have paid aren't collected. And what that means is that the government, if you look at it a certain way, government revenues are dispersed, in my opinion, improperly. So it doesn't really make any difference what side of the fence you're on. This system, this mechanism, allows people who go to Washington to, quote, represent you, like they go to your school board, are in a position to basically take money from the public at large. And they're only allowed to do this. And I want to use the last election and what's going on today as an example of what they do to enable themselves to be able to do this. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe that the world is run by, you know, 12 people who get together and meet in some castle in Germany and plot the world's future. I think that requires too much intelligence and organization. I think this is the invisible hand of just, like, unspeakable greed in operation, and it just produces these circumstances. But looking at the last election, here's what you have. You have one candidate who decided the way to go about this to win was to identify distinct groups in the country. You could be African American, or you could be Hispanic, or you could be a woman. But these were groups that the Democrats figured as little pockets. If they totaled them up and they voted at a certain percentage, the Democrats are going to win the White House. That's just how they looked at it. On the other hand, what you had is Trump, who was kind of an outsider, who thought that people just had enough of this nonsense. And if that message could be driven home, then that's where the numbers would be. So what you see here is a real fracturing of the voting public. You know, if you'd gone on the Internet and looked the day after the election, saw YouTube video after YouTube video of people sobbing because Hillary had lost. The overwhelming reason for their sobbing and crying was that they were afraid. They were afraid. And I challenge everybody to go back and Google Trump and terrifying. Just Google those two words and watch the mainstream media after mainstream media after mainstream media story. And that's because the misdirection that the Democrats had in the play was that you should be terrified and horrified and afraid. That's how they were going to motivate their base.
Well, Chris, if you might have listened to some of the previous shows, what we've discussed here before is that fear and anger is the battleground that creates the future that the government wants us to follow.
It's
or
the
creates
misdirection.
The behavior.
It's the misdirection that the political parties have. It's like watching a magic show where the magician comes out. He's got this attractive assistant in a skimpy bathing suit. And try as you may, you just keep looking at the assistant, and it's worse than the magician reaching into his sleeve and pulling out an expanding bouquet. The magician is selling your children's future. And what you're supposed to do is keep your eye on the potato that they offer, and that potato.
That's our benefits, our all the entitlements.
Well, what the concept? We'll talk about that. Those are unfunded. The thing is, there's no money to pay for those things. What they're supposed to keep you doing is being afraid. And if you're a Democrat, you're supposed to be, and I challenge you, go Google terrifying and Trump and look at all the stories before the election that were all generated by the mainstream media to get people to be afraid. On the other end, what you have are Trump faction, and I'm no great fan of Donald Trump, but he's a little closer to what I'm thinking. The idea is that Hillary's involvement with globalization and the corruption, which was a little more consistent with what I see, was grounds to be really seriously concerned about what would happen to the republic where she would be elected. But it was basically a fair message, and I totally bought into that. You know, the idea of her being in charge of distributing money and being in charge of American domestic and foreign policy was just, to me, just really horrifying. But both of those were kind of like fear-based. But the real issue is this. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, whether you're a third party or whether you're a Bernie supporter, the whole idea is this. While all of this misdirection is going on, and I'm not saying some of it isn't founded on either side, the problem with this is that the people in Congress, that were Senate and the House, as we talked about before, are there to do something different than you think. They're really there to spend your money, and they do it to their advantage. And they even spend the money we don't have. So they invent money to spend. They invent tax breaks not to collect money that we should be collecting and we don't get. And that's, in a sense, spending money, too. This is what they do all day.
And it's, well, that's what Mark Twain said, a senator's a person who makes laws in Washington when not doing time.
Well, you know, the thing is, they never even get to that moment of doing time because they're in control of all of that. And some show I'll get on and I'll talk to you about what the laws are. Every type of evidence that you could collect on an elected official is more difficult than it is to try to collect information for somebody selling a pound of marijuana. But I digress. Here's the point in all of this. Until the financial mechanism is reduced, until the terms of people who are in elected office are reduced, people have a motivation to go to Congress, the Senate and the House, to get involved in this process, to become fabulously wealthy at our expense, and to disregard the true interests of the country, while what they do at election time is offer up a bunch of fear-based hot-button issues. And you can go down the list of them. And I'm not saying that people don't feel very passionately about them. In fact, there's a good reason.
Well, Chris, we got about 3 or 4 minutes in this section right here, and I'd like for you to outline a little bit of how you plan on addressing these issues with the 37, I can't remember the exact number, but it's the Constitutional
3,
Convention.
3449. Okay, there are two ways to go about this. If you look at the popular vote in most elections, 6%, the 6% solution, if there were a political organization or party that had dedicated followers who would vote regardless of whether the candidate was Republican or Democrat, provided that they followed an organization's 9-word platform. And if they didn't, then they were out on the next election cycle. You would be looking at the vast majority of people running for office, including
and
the
those
president.
And those 9 words are what?
Here they are. Flat tax, balanced budget amendment, and those words right there, 5 words, drain the swamp. You take the money and the control or reduce it from congressional shenanigans. You have term limits, meaning that you don't go to Washington like Nancy Pelosi and stay there forever, or the Harry Reids or Mitch McConnell's, and you stay there forever, and you get seniority, and you get to make decisions on what bills, come before the floor. What you do is you reduce that influence of people who were there as a career. And the last two words are no emoluments. You make Congress live by the same rules we have. If they have a health care plan, and they do, that isn't broke, and it's not, we ought to be able to have that. Why do I have a retirement system and Social Security that's broke? Because they already stole the money. But their retirement system is solvent. What is up with this? What's up with this? How come they get a benefit I don't, and I'm paying their salary? I mean, what is right with this process? And so,
everybody feels the same way, but the popular topics are being driven by the media, so they're not interested in seeing this happen. And how are we going to be able to change that?
Well, the thing is, keep your hot button passions. In other words, if you're against abortion or you're for women's health rights, keep those passions. If you're for prayer in the school or not, if you're in favor of who gets to use what bathroom, I really don't care. The point is, the core issue is the government going to be financially coherent? Are we reining in people who are wasting our resources and selling our children's future into penury? Are we turning our head from focusing on this issue to look at these hot button issues? Because this is the program. We are broken down into groups who are supposed to fight and not unite. What we're supposed to do is look at these issues, and it's supposed to make you and me, Fred, fight each other, or anybody who's listening, we're supposed to break down and fight each other. And that's the big hustle.
Chris, hold on for just a couple more minutes. I hear the music coming up. This is Captain Fred, and we have Captain Chris on the air right now. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. Best thing I ever got in my... It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Welcome back. This is Captain Fred, Republic Broadcasting Network. Captain Chris is with me today, and we're trying to keep this flame alive, this idea that we can change the government so that it won't be monetarily influenced. Mark Twain said that little things can do large work sometimes, That's what this movement is about. It's a small thing that hopefully can do a big job. Chris, how can we proceed now? What do we need to do to effect a constitutional convention to change these problems that we have with our government?
Well, I think the first thing is conceptual. And that is to say, I don't think that the change in a political party at the top of the executive branch of the government is really a structural change. It is a change in tone. It may be a change in emphasis, but the structural problems still exist, because the structural problem in all of this is that you have a bunch of, if you'll pardon the analogy, Congress to me is a bunch of opiate addicts. And the National Treasury is like your medicine cabinet with, you've got one Vicodin tablet in there. And the people who are assigned to keep an eye on the medicine cabinet are the very opiate addicts who are in Congress. As long as there is a dollar bill around that they can take, they're going to take it. And I'm not going to say that it's human nature. I'm not going to just deride these folks and just say, you know, they're terrible people. Some of them even think they're doing the right thing. And, you know, in some obscure way, maybe they're being better or less worse than some other folks.
Well, Chris, it seems like the system is encouraging greedy people to be involved in the government.
Thank you. And as long as we let that go in an unfettered way, that's what's going to continue to happen. The Constitution provides for balance, not only between the branches. When you're in high school, that say, you know, the Constitution allows the Congress because it controls the person. I'm laughing when I hear this. Control the person, how government spending is, the executive branch, is, you know, it's what activities go on and what bills are, you know, how the budget's proposed and all this. And the Supreme Court, you know, enforces the constitutionality of the other two. So there's a balance of power. Well, really, the real balance of power now is not kind of a states' rights thing, but the question of the 10th Amendment and the idea of whether or not the power is reserved to the people to control the behaviors of the federal government. And I think that that's in the Constitution, and it's about time that we exercise that. One of the ways that we can do that is through a state-sponsored constitutional amendment. Now, understand that not only does the money that goes through Congress, the federal Congress, that is the Senate and the House of Representatives, go to the congressmen, but they dole that money out to your state representatives and your state governments as well. So if you think that this is going to be an easy sell to get to your state government to hold a constitutional convention, you're dreaming. It's going to be very, very difficult. But the idea is, I think, that we're a lot closer to control over state legislatures by people who think, as I'm describing, than we are about trying to turn Washington, relying on Washington to do the changing. I don't think Washington is going to change itself. I think we stand a better chance of changing Washington from the outside by doing a couple things. First, imposing a flat tax. When Congress raises taxation, we see it, be it in a use tax or a value added or some form, where we can see when our taxes are being raised. A balanced budget amendment will mandate that Congress can't write blank checks that be paid for by our grandchildren.
They can't print money anymore.
Well, it's the same difference. What they do is, you know, they've already stolen our Social Security and Medicare. But their retirement and their health care plans aren't stolen. You know, what is this? So we should be telling them, you can't do that. You know, you can't give yourself a benefit that we don't have.
That's the point, though. That's the point, Chris. We elect a president that everybody feels happy. Everybody that wanted this now feels happy that Trump's elected, and a lot of the movement, a lot of the energy that is gathered by the people that want to change things is being placated. But Chris, I appreciate you calling. This is the music this time. We're going to have to end this early today, but Chris, I hope that you can join me in the future and we can carry this project out a little bit further. This is Captain Fred.
I'd like to do that.
We'll be back next week.
To Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.